When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for BasketballNews.com. We're here today on a Tuesday afternoon to go over a great slate of NBA playoff action. Today, three games in total we're going to go through, give my picks against the spread, as well as our player props. A quick reminder, as always, make sure you read and subscribe to BasketballNews.com, the BasketballNews.com podcast network. We have so much great content over on BasketballNews.com you can check out every single day. We're the one-stop shop for everything NBA and basketball itself. So again, appreciate everyone that supports BasketballNews.com. Let's go ahead and dive in to a great slate of NBA action here for the postseason on Tuesday night. So the first game up we have on tap here is taking place in Miami tonight in South Beach. We have the Miami Heat hosting the Atlanta Hawks. The Heat are 7.5-point favorites today over the Hawks in Atlanta. We saw already what happened in game one. The Heat absolutely dominated the Hawks. I'm expecting much of the same here. The Heat are just on a completely different level compared to Atlanta. Clint Capella being out looms large again for Atlanta in this one. Trae Young's kind of been carrying this team on his own. I just don't think it's enough in the end, to be quite honest, because when you see how good this Miami team is on both sides of the ball, it's going to be rough sledding for Trae Young and these Hawks for the remainder of the series. I think the series probably just goes five games, to be quite honest. So I love the Heat in this one. They take a convincing 2-0 series lead back to Atlanta. So we're going to take the Heat to win and cover the 7.5-point spread. So let's lock in Heat minus 7.5 over the Hawks. And let's go over to our player props powered by FanDuel to give out my four favorite props, two from each side for each game. And the props are as follows that I like on the board here. So looking through Hawks versus Heat for our props here, the first one immediately stands out here. I think we're getting great value on the point total. Trae Young, over 25.5 points. I know Trae struggled in game one, but he is really the Hawks' only consistent offense. I think Trae Young gets at least 26 points tonight. So we're going to take the over there on Trae Young's points at over 25.5. I also like another point total prop here. I like Bam Adebayo, over 18.5 points. No Clint Capella tonight for Atlanta. Onyeka Okongwu could get in foul trouble early if that happens. I think Bam Adebayo is going to feast down low. I could easily see a 20-10 type of game from Bam. So I love Adebayo dominating both sides of the court in this one. So I'm going to take Bam Adebayo over 18.5 points. And then two more props I like here from Miami's side. I like Jimmy Butler over 4.5 assists. Jimmy Butler's been a great facilitator all season long. I expect that to continue forward here for Jimmy Butler. I think Butler has a big game in the facilitation department. So we're going to take Jimmy Butler over 4.5 assists. And then closing it out here, I like Kevin Huerter over 2.5 made threes. Huerter has been a weapon for the perimeter for the Hawks all season long. I think it gets at least three threes today. So let's go ahead and lock in Kevin Huerter over 2.5 made threes. So here's our four props for this game on top of Heat minus 7.5. Trae Young over 25.5 points. Bam Adebayo over 18.5 points, Jimmy Butler over 4.5 assists, and Kevin Huerter over 2.5 made threes. We're going to take that as well as the Heat to win and cover the 7.5-point spread against the Atlanta Hawks tonight. Now let's go on to our next game here, our second of three games on tap in the NBA today. We have the Memphis Grizzlies again hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Grizzlies are 6.5-point favorites today over the Timberwolves. Minnesota stole game one behind a big game from Anthony Edwards. I think it's going to be a very close series. I think it goes at least six or seven games. But tonight, I think the Grizzlies get revenge. I think we see a big game from Ja Morant. I think this Grizzlies team bounced back with authority tonight and wins convincingly over the Timberwolves. I like the value here on the spread at 6.5. I think the Grizzlies win by at least 8 or 9 points tonight. So we're going to take the Grizzlies to win and cover the 6.5-point spread. Take this series back to Minnesota tied 1-1, and which should be a very entertaining series in the Western Conference. Let's go ahead and lock in here. Grizzlies minus 6.5 over the Timberwolves and go on to our props here. My first one I like on the board, two-point props here from each side. Ja Morant over 29.5 points and Anthony Edwards over 24.5 points. Both these young guys have been taking over full-time roles as number one scoring options. I think that continues forward here in this game. Edwards versus Morant get into a duel. In the end, I think Morant wins, but I like Ja Morant to get at least 30 points tonight and Anthony Edwards get at least 25. So Ja Morant over 29.5 points and Anthony Edwards over 24.5 points. And now let's go over here to two 3-point props I like from both sides. We're getting great value on both of these here for both sides. Karl Anthony Towns and Dylan Brooks, both over 1.5 made threes. Both guys are shot chuckers. We know Karl Anthony Towns is one of the best big man three-point shooters of all time. So with that being said, I think Kat and Dylan Brooks easily hit the over here on the three-pointers. I think both get at least two or three threes tonight. So let's go ahead and lock in here. Karl Anthony Towns and Dylan Brooks over 1.5 made threes. So here's our player props to go alongside Grizzlies minus 6.5. Ja Morant over 29.5 points. Anthony Edwards over 24.5 points. Karl Anthony Towns over 1.5 made threes, and Dylan Brooks over 1.5 made threes. We're going to take that as well as the Grizzlies to win and cover the 6.5 point spread against the Timberwolves, making the series 1-1 going back to Minneapolis. Next up here on the board, in our final game of the night here in the NBA postseason slate for Tuesday night, we have the Phoenix Suns hosting the New Orleans Pelicans. The Suns are 10-point favorites over the Pelicans tonight in Phoenix. I'll be there covering the game tonight for basketballnews.com, so be on the lookout for some more content on basketballnews.com from yours truly from the Suns side of things. Before this game, from a betting perspective, I love the Suns here. The Suns, we saw it a little bit in game one in different phases, how dominant the Suns team can be. They're a lot better team than the Pelicans on both sides of the court. I think we see the Suns dominate again tonight. I think the Suns easily win this game by 10-plus points. And we see Devin Booker and Chris Paul lead the way for the Suns. I think DeAndre Ayton has a better game against Jonas Valanciunas. So let's go ahead and lock in here a best bet of the day. Suns minus 10 over the Pelicans. I think the Suns dominate tonight in game two to take a convincing 2-0 series lead back to New Orleans. So let's go ahead and go over to our player props as well. I like Devin Booker over 27.5 points. Brandon Ingram over 24.5 points. Jonas Valanciunas over 13.5 rebounds, and DeAndre Ayton over 10.5 rebounds. Again, I think Phoenix is going to dominate tonight. I can see big games from Devin Booker. I think Jonas Valanciunas versus DeAndre Ayton inside is really going to decide a lot of things early on in this game. I think Ayton will handle his own in that department, but the backcourt discrepancy here between Devin Booker and Chris Paul compared to the Pelicans is massive. I think that looms large throughout tonight's game. I think a blowout win tonight is upcoming for the Suns, so let's lock in as a best bet of the day here. Suns minus 10 over the Pelicans. And now let's close things out, going over our picks against the spread one more time before we end things. I have Heat minus 7.5 over the Hawks, Grizzlies minus 6.5 over the Timberwolves, and Suns minus 10 over the Pelicans. So I appreciate everyone listening, and as always, to the podcast. Make sure you lock in your bets, lock in your player props for tip-off. In the meantime, make sure you tail our picks on Nothing But Bets. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and read basketballnews.com. And in the meantime, lock in your bets for a great Tuesday slate in the association, and happy betting to you.